local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you in to a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes, getting you a full rundown, caught up on everything happening in your world today, November 8th, 2023. Good to have you with us. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Hoping that we keep you infotained as well as safe on your drive home this afternoon or to wherever you may be heading in the listening area today. Good to have you with us here. We get started with our top three stories. Number one, the U.S. is opposing Israel reoccupying Gaza once the war ends. That's what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while in Tokyo today.
No forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Not now, not after the war. No use of Gaza as a platform for terrorism or other violent attacks. No reoccupation of Gaza after the conflict ends.
And his comments come after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will have overall security responsibility over Gaza after the war ends. Also, a report says the U.S. and Israel are discussing a three-day pause in the war against Hamas. That, according to NBC News, saying that Qatar is also involved in the discussions that would allow for more humanitarian aid into Gaza and perhaps the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Of course, Israel has always said and held firm that Hamas must free all of the roughly 240 hostages before it will agree to any sort of ceasefire. Also today, the White House is accusing House Republicans of carrying out a smear campaign against President Biden. This comes after House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer issued subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James Biden.
David Weiss was not entirely forthcoming when it came to his communications with the Department of Justice, with other people who had jurisdictional claims to Hunter Biden matters scattered about the American Northeast and even on the West Coast.
That was, of course, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was on the House Judiciary Committee. They questioned Special Counsel David Weiss yesterday over the Justice Department investigation into Hunter Biden. Says it's about time. The subpoenas also include Hunter's former business associate, Rob Walker. Those are our top three stories today. We'll get caught up on the roads and weather for the first time this afternoon. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Very well. I'm okay. I'm good.
Have been better.
I'm running on fumes a little bit, and I realize that my plight is no different than parents all over the world, but my little 8-month-old daughter is sick for the first time in her life. It's not serious, at least in terms of what I would think is serious, but for her, first time she's been sick. So she's been up since 3 this morning. Little naps, a couple of naps, one just as I was leaving here, and this afternoon as well. But so she was up at 3 this morning, running on fumes a little bit today. So at any point, I could just fall asleep. But you have the full script and everything, so you can take,
I can take it from here if I need to. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.florida.gov. All right, so looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are seeing some congestion on North Palafox Street just beyond the intersection with Burgess Road. And we're also seeing some as well on the intersection where Texar Drive merges with Fairfield Drive. I'm also seeing some there also. As for the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, we do have some congestion coming off of Avalon Boulevard, heading westbound on eastbound on Caroline Street, And also, if you're heading westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, you may see some backups there as well.
All right. No audio from Alan today. He is currently downtown interviewing the Grinch live right now as they are lighting the Christmas lights downtown Pensacola at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So I will be handling the weather today and Austin as well. So, yeah, right now 74 overnight, partly cloudy. Patchy fog as well, kind of like what we saw last night. 61 for the low. More sunshine Thursday, high of 79. Rain returning to the forecast on Friday, 40% chance, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. And that's going to be a pattern here basically through the weekend, anywhere from a 40 to 50% chance Saturday and Sunday as well. Highs right around 72 on Veterans Day Saturday and around 70 on Sunday. Overnight lows will be around 60 for your weekend. 416 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some local headlines today. We did receive word today that the Escambia Sheriff's Office last night did make an arrest in the alleged car theft that a 5-year-old girl was inside, of course, on Monday. Deputies arrested 23-year-old Miracle Anderson last night. Her family members say she struggled with personal problems and drug addiction recently. Also, according to Channel 3's reporting, made her initial appearance in court today. Bond set at $260,000 on the kidnapping and vehicle theft charges. So that was the latest there. Also today, in Alabama, lawmakers want to restrict minors from being able to access adult websites online. They plan to introduce a bill that would require websites to verify a person's age before they can access online content.
We don't allow them to buy magazines at the convenience store that are pornographic, and so therefore we certainly shouldn't allow them to have unfettered access to pornographic sites from around the world.
That's State Senator Arthur Orr. He's working on a bill along with several other lawmakers, modeling some of their ideas on a bill that Louisiana recently passed. Closer to home today, Navy federal employees getting the first crack at testing out the new outdoor recreation facilities at their Nine Mile Road campus. A ribbon-cutting ceremony held today.
It's going to have a multi-purpose field. It's also got a number of courts, volleyball, pickleball, basketball, and then, as Mary highlighted earlier, just numerous walking trails. And it's got yoga lawns. I mean, the list goes on and on.
All right, so that's Executive VP Kara Cardona. Construction started last July after the county sold the property to Navy Federal in 2019. The public has access to that space starting on Monday. Live right down the street from Navy Federal. Some of my friends have been trying to get me into pickleball, so I may have to go out and get a paddle and give it a shot there over at Navy Federal. Also today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves plans to ask the city council on Thursday to approve grant applications that, if the city wins, would go towards a protected multi-use trail downtown.
Safety's the number one goal, but really become an amenity for us. I mean, it would be, that's a beautiful stretch of road and a stretch of path that would be for people to walk and bike and to be connected all the way into Gulf Breeze in a protected fashion, I think would be a great asset for us.
And Reeves says that the grant applications are due to FDOT next month. The city's looking to have a walking and biking trail that would be separate from the road running from the Chappie James Bridge to Bayou Chico. The amount the city is looking for, $6.4 million. It's 420 right now. State headlines are coming up. 850-437-1620. The Republican debate, it's the third one. Simple yes or no. Do you care? You can text that in. 850-437-1620. We'll talk about it next. Pensacola right now.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
.424 on a Wednesday, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. 2626111 is the traffic line. We'll get to state headlines coming up in just a moment. First, a check of our roads and weather. Austin?
All right, so last traffic break, I was talking about there being some congestion on North Palafox Street, particularly heading southbound towards Burgess Road, and that is still alive and well. We're also seeing some buildups on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're heading northbound coming off of I-10. And as for Pace and Milton, the buildup coming over Blackwater River, if you're heading westbound on Caroline Street, has gotten more severe.
All right, thank you very much. Weather right now, it is 74 degrees, setting up for a very nice evening. Overnight low is going to be 61, patchy fog early tomorrow morning, then clearing out, sunshine 79 tomorrow. Rain returning to the forecast with a 40% chance, otherwise cloudy and high of 77 on Wednesday. All right, so the big deal, obviously, in the state of Florida tonight is the third Republican debate. It starts at 7 o'clock our time from Miami. Five candidates in the field. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Governor DeSantis, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, as well as Senator Tim Scott. You will have to catch that on NBC. That's 7 o'clock again. Donald Trump will be nearby in Hialeah for a rally. That city, predominantly Hispanic and Republican, part of Miami-Dade County, which Trump lost in 2016. Austin, I pose the question to you. Do you care about the debate?
Not really. I think just about anyone from Florida is either going to be DeSantis or Trump. Like, that's where they're going to pledge their allegiance, if they are Republican, that is. I don't know. If Trump's the front runner, and he's overwhelmingly so, I don't really care to see what the others have to say.
If you would have asked me this question before the first and second one, I would say yes. I did care. I watched both of them. I could not care less about this one tonight. And I say that because there is nothing that anybody will say on that stage that will sway anything in the polls, will stop Trump from being the Republican nominee.
If we're, we're three debates in and that hasn't changed. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I know some of you say, well, I mean, that was true in the first two. Well, yeah, probably. But it was the first time that America really got to see pretty much all the candidates. I mean, I know there's some familiarity with Chris Christie, but Ramaswamy, definitely a newcomer. Obviously, here in Florida, we know about DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. Not a whole lot known, but after the first two, we're down to five. Trump obviously not in this one, and the polls are just saying what everybody's just kind of realizing at this point is that there's just not a Republican candidate that can seriously challenge the voting base that Donald Trump has. So until Trump is in one of these things, I'm not watching. Don't care. So
yeah, Trump would be. I mean, I know he always talks about this, but it is true. He'd be a head turner right now if he were to say, "Okay, I'm going to be in this one." Well, yeah, that's going to get a lot of people interested. The Florida Supreme Court is being asked to immediately suspend online sports betting statewide. The challenge was filed by two companies hours after the Seminole Tribe relaunched its mobile sports gambling app for existing customers yesterday. Attorneys for the companies say the tribe's decision, Freudian slip there, came without prior warning and want the operations halted while several legal battles play out in court.
Rent-free in your head.
Yeah, clearly.
Meanwhile, Florida justices are considering a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow recreational marijuana. The state Supreme Court heard arguments today about the initiative, which has received pushback from the state's attorney general.
As of last night, with the Ohio vote, 24 states have now legalized, as a matter of state law, a recreational marijuana. And in virtually all of those jurisdictions, lawful commercial sale with regulation goes hand in hand with possession.
So the court will review the language before the amendment can go on the November 2024 ballot.
And the Florida House and Senate are approving a bill that will put millions of dollars into improving safety at Jewish schools. It calls for $45 million to go towards a variety of facilities, including Jewish day schools, to install cameras and hire security workers. Historically black colleges and universities could also request funding for similar efforts.
A quick recap of our top three stories. We'll hit national headlines after the Fox News break. U.S. opposing Israel reoccupying Gaza once the war ends. That was the message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo today. Also, there is a report from NBC News that the U.S. and Israel, with the help of Qatar, could be discussing a three-day pause in the war against Hamas, which could lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Of course, Israel has said that Hamas must free all of the roughly 240 hostages before they'll agree to any ceasefire. And yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee had Special Counsel David Weiss testifying as far as the Justice Department's investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings. And today, the House Oversight Committee issuing subpoenas to Hunter Biden and his brother, James Biden. So obviously an escalation in the impeachment inquiry into the president. 4:30 right now. That'll do it for state headlines, top three stories in local news. Coming up next, national stories and what's happening in the world of sports today, followed by health, business, and science and pop culture. A lot happening there today on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Ivanka Trump is the latest family member to testify in the New York civil fraud trial. She's not a defendant, but her father and brothers are. The Trump family is accused of over-exaggerating their business assets to gain better bank loans.
Aggressive questioning coming from the state attorney general's office about her involvement in securing loans as a former executive of the Trump organization.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. Today, the White House is praising last night's election results. Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre singling out an Ohio vote on abortion access.
The people of Ohio voted decisively last night to make reproductive care a constitutional right.
Voters in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Virginia also rejecting limits on abortion access. Several other states are expected to have abortion rights questions on their ballots in 2024. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mostly positive financial numbers out of Lyft after today's market close. The ride-sharing company reported better-than-expected third-quarter earnings and revenue and also forecast fourth-quarter adjusted profit above analyst estimates. However, gross bookings were disappointing, and Lyft said the current quarter's bookings would likely also be subpar. Lyft shares are down 2.5% in after-hours trading. ARM is out with its first quarterly report since going public. The semiconductor company's results seem to be solid, but its guidance disappointed, and ARM's shares are sliding 7.5% in late trading. In the day's regular action, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ eked out meager gains, 4 and 10 points respectively, enough to help both indexes extend their recent win streaks. The Dow Jones Industrials, however, shed 40 points, snapping the Dow's seven-session streak of gains. Back-to-back losses for U.S. oil prices. December crude today down 2.6% to $75.33 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. The NBA regular season at times has become a tough watch. There's too many games and there's too many nights where star players take off. Tonight, though, is the must-watch when Victor Wembanyama makes his first-ever trip to Madison Square Garden. For this regular season, Wembanyama is the best thing to happen to the NBA, as the curiosity and hype around Wembanyama feels similar to what Shohei Ohtani did for baseball, and that drives people to tune in when they usually wouldn't. I'm Zach Gelb.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe in Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Right now at 437, 74 degrees. Nice evening in store. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, 61. And more sunshine on Thursday with a high of 79. And then rain moves into the forecast for Friday and the weekend. 40% chance, cloudy Friday. And that's a forecast that's going to hold serve through the weekend. A little bit cooler, though, 72 the high on Saturday and 70 on Sunday. That's a look at our weather forecast, and Austin has a check of the roads for you.
All right, so in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are still seeing some heavy congestion. If you're on North Palafox Street heading southbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road, you might experience a pretty decent backup there. It doesn't stretch for too long, but it may. You may be sitting there for a moment. Not only that, but we've also got some going both north and southbound on Pine Forest Road if you're coming off of I-10. And in the Pace and Milton areas, we've got some serious congestion on Caroline Street if you're heading westbound trying to come over Blackwater River. Pretty par for the course stuff at this hour. But this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782.
All right, taking a look at our national headlines today. Voters in Ohio saying yes to enshrining abortion protections in the state constitution, as well as legalizing recreational marijuana. In the governor races, Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear won re-election, as did Mississippi Republican Tate Reeves.
And the state of Missouri is suing the Biden administration over what the state attorney general says is the FDA's illegal distribution of abortion pills in the mail. A lawsuit was filed against the FDA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The suit argues that the federal government doesn't have the authority to approve using the U.S. mail to ship, how would you say this, Joe?
Mifepristone.
Mifepristone. That's a $10 word there. And asks for an injunction to stop shipments.
Ivanka Trump testifying today in her father's civil fraud trial in New York. Attorney General Letitia James says Ivanka benefited personally from inflated numbers of her dad's businesses.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka says she had no role in preparing her father's financial statements, and those weren't things she was privy to.
Chicago's status as a sanctuary city remains a controversial issue. Protesters showed up to a city council rules committee meeting yesterday and shouted down the city alderman during a debate about the issue. Demonstrators expressed anger over efforts to stop a referendum that would allow Chicagoans to decide whether to welcome migrants. The meeting was eventually suspended.
The trial date set for the man accused of killing Tupac. After pleading not guilty to second-degree murder last week, Dwayne Davis will stand trial in June. He's accused of fatally shooting Tupac Shakur while driving in downtown Las Vegas in 1996.
And the head of Homeland Security is addressing worries about a significant rise in the number of people caught at the southern border who are on the FBI's terror watch list.
We make a determination that it would not be safe to the American people that they be released into the United States. We detain them.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke today about before a Senate committee where he was asked about the nearly 170 migrants whose names appeared on the terror watch list. He asked for more money to handle a flow of illegal immigration.
Also, finally, an update in the Colorado funeral home accused of providing families fake ashes of loved ones.
The suspects were arrested on suspicion of committing multiple crimes, including money laundering, which is a Class 3 felony, theft, a Class 5 felony, forgery, a Class 5 felony, and abuse of a corpse, a Class 6 felony.
And the owners, John and Carrie Halford, were arrested in Oklahoma. The decaying remains of at least 189 people were allegedly found at their facility in Colorado. 441, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Interesting news here that certainly has an impact on local NFL fans that a lot of you I know head over to Mobile for the Senior Bowl each year. Today, the NFL says that starting next year, all college juniors who declare for the NFL draft will be eligible to play in postseason All-Star games. That would include the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, and the HBCU Legacy Bowl. So, Austin, I don't know if you have any strong opinions on this. I think this is a big boost for Mobile and local fans here because I think that the star power that we would traditionally see with the seniors there, draft-eligible juniors will definitely want to come here. You know, there's three All-Star games, but it's really all about the week of practices that you get because you're coached by NFL staffs, and it really is one of the key pieces of the draft process. So I see this being a big boost for the Senior Bowl experience for local fans.
Well, and I agree. I mean, not only is it a big deal for fans, but it's like, why would you not allow college juniors like to get that kind of experience, especially if they're not going to play out the rest of their eligibility or whatever in college? It's like, that's a big opportunity for them, especially if they are getting some NFL tutelage as well. But the thing is, it's just a matter of if people don't want to play in the bowl games or these legacy bowls or senior bowls, they don't have to. Like, it's just a matter of make it their choice.
Right.
I mean, we see it in college football now. It's increasingly common. Players will sit out bowls, even if they're like New Year's Six bowls, because they don't want to damage their draft. So just leave it up to the kids.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Full slate of NBA games, including Victor Wembanyama's first visit to Madison Square Garden, the Spurs and the Knicks. 6:30 on ESPN. That'll be followed by the Nuggets taking on the Warriors at 9, both games on ESPN. More action tonight, college football. 6:30 on ESPN2, Toledo and Eastern Michigan. Kent State and Bowling Green is at 6 on CBS Sports Network. And Miami of Ohio and Akron at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. Health, business, and science notes today. A North Carolina-based company is working on a vaccine aimed at reducing deadly overdoses. Cessation Therapeutics says its monoclonal antibody therapy can block the dangerous effects of fentanyl and help people wean off of opioids. The company is also working on an injectable treatment. The research is being backed by millions in federal grants, and clinical trials are underway and will likely run until next spring.
Also, a bakery chain has a warning on its cake boxes, saying that smashing their cakes in people's faces can lead to serious injury that could include impalement. Paris Baguette says their cakes have a clip inside that keeps them stable during transportation, so keep that in mind when you're planning your wedding or just want to do it to someone as a prank.
Yeah, for sure. Also, a new pacemaker developed by scientists in Seattle was able to partially recharge itself by generating electrical energy from the heartbeat. Although the beat only generated 10% of the energy needed for the next heartbeat, researchers at the University of Washington hope their breakthrough will become the standard. The new device is much smaller than a traditional pacemaker due to its wireless nature, measuring about one-third the size of a AAA battery. Wow. 445, another check of the roads and weather before moving on to pop culture notes today.
So looking at our traffic, it's a bit more of the same. We're seeing some congestion going both up and down Pine Forest Road, especially if you're heading northbound coming off of I-10. We've also got some backups if you're heading southbound on North Palafox Street towards the intersection with Burgess Road. Also, we're now seeing some more congestion on a North Davis Highway. If you're heading northbound to perhaps get onto I-10 heading west, you're going to probably experience some backups there. As for Pace and Milton, we're seeing just little splotches of congestion more in the downtown Milton area, but it gets really bad on Caroline Street when you're trying to travel westbound going over Blackwater River.
All right, and as far as the weather goes right now, clear skies, actually partly cloudy, I should amend that, 74 degrees right now. Partly cloudy continues overnight tonight, 61. More sunshine after some patchy fog early tomorrow, and sunny skies and a high of 79 degrees. Pop culture notes. Austin, this one's for you. The CMA really? Awards tonight in Nashville. Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning hosting. The leader for the most CMA nominations, Lainey Wilson, up for Entertainer of the Year, along with Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen, and Luke Combs. Who do you have winning that one?
Oh, geez. Luke Combs, I know, is a big deal. All these people are big deals. That's why they're here. But I'm going to say Lainey Wilson. Why not?
All right.
She's got the most CMA nominations for the second straight year. I know that I was just talking to my grandma about her like a couple days ago, and honestly, before I started working as a brand ambassador at Cat Country, I got to be real. Like, Lainey Wilson, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, I don't think I knew who any of those people were. Maybe even Luke Combs. And now they're just like household names to me. Understandably so, from what it seems here. And the end may be near for the Hollywood actors' strike. According to Deadline, the SAG-AFTRA and Motion Picture and Television Studios have reportedly reached an agreement on the use of artificial intelligence. The union's lead negotiators and studios met on Tuesday in what could be the final phase to sealing a new deal and the end to the more than 3-month strike.
Patrick Dempsey, People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2023.
Oh, really?
57-year-old actor known for his role as Derek McDreamy Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy. I did see that Eagles offensive lineman Jason Kelce was a finalist for the honor.
Good for him. Because, you know, people always, because for two things. One, he's a heavier dude, obviously, being a center. He's a heavier guy. So it's good to see some plus size representation. But also, you always hear about Travis being like the dreamy one and stuff. And he's got the high profile girlfriend. So it's awesome to see Jason kind of getting that kind of love.
Well, I wonder if People magazine like showed up to Jason's house thinking that they were going to Travis's.
Oh, come on.
And they were just like, oh, wait, you're the guy that dates Taylor Swift, right? And like, no, that's my brother. Okay, well, we don't have time to go to Kansas City, so we're just going to name you instead. I don't know.
I despise you for putting that thought in my head. I hope Jason was the guy.
Jason's got some sexy... I mean, you know, he's got some sexy man qualities about him.
Yeah.
The ruggedness there. I mean, you know, he's a center, but I mean, you know, he's an athletic big guy for sure.
He's one. I mean, O-linemen, some of the most athletic guys on the field in some senses.
And you get the family man, right? The young daughters who call him Uncle Travy, you know. So, no, I definitely could see.
And he's typically more humble than Travis. A lot of people like that.
For sure.
Friends is the most popular show on U.S. streaming services right now. That should not be a surprise to anybody. Data compiled by the streaming guide Just Watch showed Friends was the top-ranked show between October 30th and November 5th following the death of star Matthew Perry.
All right. Finally, Elf is about to sell. Well, not about. It is celebrating its 20th anniversary. That's right. Elf came out 20 years ago.
Wow.
2003. You big Elf fan?
It is my favorite Christmas movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to disagree a little bit about that. I can take it or leave it. I'll watch it once or so. Will Ferrell in 2003 was teetering on the edge for me about whether he was still really funny or not. He's definitely not funny to me now, but
why?
You know, I'll watch. I just think it's more obnoxious and he tries too hard more than anything else. But anyway, here are some fun facts about Elf. And again, I won't hate you if it is your favorite Christmas movie. Will Ferrell actually was not the first choice to play Buddy the Elf. That was Jim Carrey when the script was written back in 1993. Buddy's 12-second burp is actually performed by Maurice LaMarche, who did the voice of the Brain in Pinky and the Brain.
Yes.
Will Ferrell really did eat all of that sugar, including the maple syrup-coated spaghetti and candy.
Yeah, and I think he dealt with like serious migraines from that.
Did he?
I think he said so, yeah.
Buddy's fight with the fake Santa, played by Artie Lang, was done in one take because it took the art department weeks to decorate the department store. The director, John Favreau, told them to just go nuts and wreck it. So that was a one take there. Will Ferrell turned down $29 million for a sequel because, according to him, he was worried it would suck and people would accuse him of doing it for the money. James Caan, though, says the real reason that they didn't want it was because Ferrell and Favreau didn't get along. So
wow.
Pretty interesting tidbits about Elf celebrating 20 years.
Yeah.
450, we got wacky and weird stories and good news to finish up our number one. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A texter says, maybe a hot take, but I don't think Will Ferrell has ever been that funny. It's just too over the top. The humor just falls flat. I don't think it's that hot of a take. I think that his SNL days in the 90s were really good when he's playing other characters. You know, did Harry Carey, Space the Infinite Frontier, of course, you know, some other characters as well. Anchorman, the first one.
That's a big one, yeah.
Was funny to me. But the second one was hot, hot garbage. but yeah, really after that, you know, I just think that I'm right there with you. Tries too hard, and I don't, you know, I just don't really get the appeal. He keeps resurfacing as Ron Burgundy, like 20 years after Anchorman, and it just gets worse and worse every time. But no, I'm pretty much in agreement on that. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
All right, so in Pensacola, we're still dealing with some congestion if you're heading southbound on North Palafox Street, heading towards the intersection with Burgess Road. Also, if you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway, perhaps trying to merge onto I-10 heading west, you may experience some backups there. Lastly, on Brent Lane, if you're heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, there's also some backups going on there. As for the Milton and Pace areas, once again, the talk of the town over there is Blackwater River. If you're heading westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over there, you're going to experience some serious congestion.
All right, 74 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, patchy fog overnight, 61 for the low. Sunshine tomorrow, 79. 40% chance of showers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies on tap for the weekend. All right, looking at some wacky and weird stories. We start in the UK. A woman going viral because she allegedly got her boyfriend's name tattooed on her forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Not everybody thinks it's legit, including some tattoo artists, but she's doubling down, claiming it is, in fact, very real. The tattoo reads Kevin in big letters across her forehead. At least one tattoo artist, though, watched the video of her supposedly getting the tattoo that's on TikTok, and they say she's not in enough pain and that you should see blood as it's being done. Apparently the forehead, a very
sensitive
area, yeah. I guess. I would not know.
Me neither.
I don't have any expertise in that area.
A 41-year-old thief in Maine used his Uber driver as his therapist and legal counsel, but unfortunately for him, there's no driver-passenger privilege. Cops say Kevin Gray picked up an Uber to take him to a nearby TJ Maxx and then spent the entire time blabbing on about how he was going there to rob it. He also showed the driver that he had drugs on him. The driver dropped Kevin off and immediately called the police. It was Kevin's 12th arrest of that year, yeah. Or of this year, excuse me.
Yeah, also, Florida woman snorkeling with a friend in Ocala this weekend when she literally went face-to-face with an alligator.
I ripped the mask off and I turned and I saw its like two little eyes like sticking out of the water.
I just heard a rush of water. Turned around to make sure like she was okay. And I just saw the gator. I saw it, her head in its mouth.
And then like as I was running back and like I saw what it was, that's when it started hurting. I was like, ow, my forehead hurts really bad and my neck is in like so much pain.
Yeah, so that is Marissa Carr had some gashes to her forehead, but her full-face snorkel likely kept her from having more serious injuries. A few more texts about Will Ferrell. Hating on Will Ferrell, check out Step Brothers. Haven't seen Step Brothers. I'll have to give it a shot.
I've heard it's a good movie. I haven't seen it either, though.
Yeah, also texture, Bob Newhart made parts of Elf tolerable. So another
I love Bob Newhart.
No vote on Elf there. good news story here. This one I love. A 91-year-old man in London happened to stumble upon his father's beloved old yellow car from the 1930s. And with the help of his son, they bought it at auction. It's a Talbot Durock, hope I'm pronouncing that right, motor car. It was bought in 1935. Sold during World War II in 1942. Wow. Back during COVID in 2020, Malcolm Stern was looking for a new hobby, decided to buy a 3D printer to make small models, including one like his dad's car, but he needed the dimensions of the real thing in order to scale it down. So he went online a few clicks later, found the dad's actual car, plate numbers and everything, on an auction website. 3 years later, he has fully restored the car, a fresh coat of canary yellow paint as well.
That's
awesome. Awesome story there. 4:59, wrapped up with hour number one. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Keep those texts coming in as well, 850-437-1620. Republican debate at 7. Do you care? Let us know. We're back in 12 minutes. Pensacola right now.